Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners.
You weren't expecting to see us on a Monday.
Oh, we have a surprise for you. Giggle, giggle,
Brandon
giggle.
Early on a Monday.
Hey, giggle, giggle.
Monday. We have the first episode of our Hey Riddle High Get Bent series available to you.
Woo.
Right now. You can listen to it. It's going to start playing after we talk.
So
it's
from the sick and twisted mind of Aaron Keith, the one who brought you Hey Riddle City, our noir classic.
Mm-hmm,
only
mm-hmm.
This time we're going to the 80s.
Don't you not listen to this. It's one of our favorite things we've ever done. It's absolutely brilliant. Erin poured her heart and soul and slap bracelets into it. Arnie Parrott has a brand new banging theme. Casey Tony
that I sing
did,
on.
Casey mm-hmm. Tony, okay, shut up for a second. Casey Tony did a phenomenal job at it. Erin, just shut up and trying to celebrate you. Shut the fuck up. Erin is incredible. She's so wonderful. And Casey Tony did a phenomenal job editing this. So we're incredibly proud to put this out to you now. If you want to listen to episodes 2 and 3, they're on Patreon. They're never going to be on this main feed. So this is just a little worm on the hook to reel you in.
I just quickly wanted to also thank Olivia Nielsen, Layla Gorstein, Damon Royster, Casey Tony again for doing additional voices. Oh, and Sean Coyle for doing additional voices. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you offering your talents.
I'd also like to thank Ben Affleck, George
right.
Brett, the mm-hmm. Benny the Bull, the Phoenix Suns Gorilla, Amelia Earhart's Plane.
You guys.
The Concept of Rain.
I'd like to thank Ben, Jerry, Jenny's, Baskins, Robbins.
JPC's just thinking ice cream.
Apples,
okay,
bees.
So after recording Hey Riddle High, Get Bent, by the way, you can get merch for that on the Patreon as well. It's really, really good by Ray Glass. Who's your favorite character from the series? What was your favorite part?
Who's the kid in the library?
I don't want to say because I feel like that is a spoiler.
The crayon.
Clarence Crayon. Well,
Clarence
that's not
crayons,
in the first episode. So if you liked this one, definitely check out the second
hands
episode.
Down, Clarence Crayon is
what
the best.
A weird thing to put in the teaser for something that people
good luck.
Hear. And if you like this, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. You can join the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get access to all of our bonus episodes.
Enjoy.
Tonight's top story, high school sports hero Brad Bent has vanished without a trace just days before the big homecoming dancing game. We take you now to Riddle High, where the investigation is underway, to hear from a few of his classmates.
I voted for him, and it's just like, if he doesn't show up, like, who's gonna be the homecoming king, you know?
Brad's not the entire team, you know, but if Brad doesn't show up, we're gonna get our butts handed to us at the homecoming game. It's just a fact.
One time, Brad spit in my open mouth. Yeah, no, it was awesome. I haven't washed my tongue since.
If Brad doesn't show up for the homecoming dance and game, I think we should just set fire to the school because it's not worth it without him there.
Like, oh my God, where can he be? How can someone just vanish like that? We have an investigation underway, but we are just wicked incompetent, so we're probably not going to find him.
I don't know where Brad's at, but if he's reading this or hearing this, if you don't show up, dude, I'm going to put your ass where your head is.
Everyone knows Brad was supposed to win Homecoming King, but if he doesn't show, he's not eligible to win. And he goes missing this week? I think that's too much of a coincidence, don't you?
All I know is someone here at Riddle High must know where he is.
Hey,
guys need another one? Or...
We open on the back of a boy's head sitting at a desk. He's wearing a green long-sleeved polo with the sleeves rolled up, and his hair is sticking up every which way. He's handsome. He looks like you. Actually, he is you, Adel. On a piece of paper, we see him scribble the words, "Popular expectations vanished." We see the board in front of him. The date on the board says September 22nd, 1985. The bell rings and we follow him through the hallway. We see him dodge and weave between skateboarders, roller skaters, kids listening to tape decks, and girls fixing their makeup in their locker mirrors. How is there this much activity in the hall between classes? Don't we only get 2 minutes? How is this possible? Two girls holding a banner that reads, "Homecoming 1985," are walking towards the teen. He ducks under it just in time. He makes it to his locker. A girl popping bubblegum rolls her eyes at him and steps out of the way. He hits his locker with his right hand. It opens and he takes out a notebook that says Kyle Stoneheart's clues, leads, etc. He walks into a classroom that reads Mr. Jeffers English/school newspaper just as the bell rings. Mr. Jeffers has a mustache and is disheveled. His tie is stained and his wedding ring is scratched. You could beat him in a fight, probably. Mr. Stoneheart, you're just in time. What took you so long to get here?
Oh, sorry, dude. I was just being tubular in the hallways. Don't have a cow, man.
I didn't understand a word you just said, teenagers.
Barf me out, you pig queef.
I can't believe you're adding all of these so early on. Really burning through them.
Take a chill pill, wastoid.
Right out of the gate, huh? Just gonna burn them all? All right.
Psych.
All right, Kyle. There is someone I want you to meet. This here is Flint. He transferred here from Puzzle High at the beginning of the school year. Flint had hair down to his shoulders, a long black coat, a gray band t-shirt, combat boots, and sunglasses on inside. He was impossibly cool. He was smelling a pencil. It looked like a mustache. Then he snapped it in half. JPC, this is you, obviously. You see, Mr. Stoneheart, Mr. Flint here needed an elective. And as you know, the school newspaper is the least popular, considering it's just you. His guidance counselor placed him here, and I'm sure you two will get along great.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get along great with, what was your name again? Dumb Normcore?
No, it's as if it's Kyle Stoneheart. Oh. No, wait. Yes, Kyle
no,
Stoneheart.
No, you got it.
Kyle Bonefarts.
I don't know if you know this.
Nice to meet you.
What was your name?
And give it to me one more time.
Flint.
Well, that's my last name.
That's your whole name.
What's your name? Is Flint.
It's like a Madonna situation.
Don't worry about it. People call me Flint.
Made you Flint. I know you are, but what am I? Flint? What are you, from Michigan? How's the water, eventually?
Wow. Well, I'm sure that we're going to get along great. Anyway, you're supposed to show me around this school newspaper?
Yeah, man. Sorry I gave you a hard time. That was kind of bogus. I think you're kind of cool. I'm running the school newspaper, and I could use some help. So if you're looking for something to do, it might be kind of fun.
Well, you know, I just moved here, and it doesn't seem to be much else to do in this kind of podunk town, so sure, I'll give school newspaper a try.
Yeah, I agree. This town's pretty fucking heinous.
It's your town.
Well,
don't talk about your town like that. I can talk about it, because I have disdain for a place that's not my town.
Well, I've lived here, so I know the town better than you, so if anything, I have the right to diss it, and you don't.
You should have pride for your town. I still have pride for my old town, where Puzzle High was, and the town's name was Puzzleville. And I wish I was back there now.
I heard this town.
All right, boys. Wait, what were you going to say?
Said I heard this town used to be cool back in the 40s when my grandpa was a detective.
I was just about to bring that up. As you may have heard, boys, are you ready to get down to business?
Oh, wait, what?
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 Okay.
We're not gonna fuck undo you no matter bells. How scratched your wedding ring is.
As you may have heard on the real news or from your classmates, the captain of the sports team, Brad Bent, went missing 3 days ago.
Missing? So you're saying we have to try and get Bent?
Shouldn't be an issue for you.
I guess that could be the tagline of the series.
We're trying to get Bent.
The authorities have got nothing to go on. Mr. Stonehart has taken upon himself to solve this, right, Mr. Stonehart?
What's your damage?
It's in his blood. His grandfather is the great Riddle City detective, Brick Stonehart.
Chill.
I want you two to work together and break the story in time for our next issue of the Sydney. Our paper is named after our alumni and founder, Sybil Sidney, back in the 1940s, the decade I was born. I'm 40 years old.
Woof.
What?
No, sorry.
Too heavy-handed? Too much? Too shoehorned in? Too much too fast?
No, just the fact that you're 40 is what I was woofing.
Oh. All right, boys, you have until tonight to find him. Tonight's the homecoming dance, and he's got a big homecoming game tomorrow. Do you think you're up for the challenge?
Shouldn't we call the police?
Aren't we just kids?
Listen, I always want to try and get Bent, but I don't think this is the way. I'm going to call the cops.
Let's put it this way. If you two don't solve this, you're going to be in detention for the rest of your lives.
I just moved here, and I'm willing to do it because I don't have kind of dick else to do right now, but I truly don't believe that we are equipped. I don't think that you have, like, the grandchildren of famous detectives often, like, solving crimes. I think that's a really poor way to design, you know, a system.
Not
in which
with that
we
attitude.
Do our duties. Okay.
Don't you want the Sybil Sidney paper to be good?
I mean, I'd be stoked to the max if it were good.
I just moved here and I don't really have context for why that would be important to me.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Flint, but this.
Assume that I don't.
Okay.
This is my first day here.
The school newspaper, it's hotter than Kathy Ireland. Does that make sense?
Whoa, Kathy Ireland. Get my passport ready.
That's definitely how boys talked in the 80s. All right. TikTok boys, you better get on it.
Not for another 40 years, ma'am. I mean, sir.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I was just...
I am a teacher. I am a teacher in his 40s with a mustache. Do not talk to me like that.
It's just that you're a little bit androgynous, like that brand new singer, Prince.
Oh, my God. Well, boys, I would start with his best friend and teammate, Zatch. Yes, his name is Zatch. The last
How do you
time
spell
I...
that?
Z-A-T-C-H and then 11 more H's. The last time I saw him, he was outside on the field kicking a ball into the allotted space. Now go. I know it's the middle of the school day, but this is how the 80s work. Hit it, Arnie!
They say that life is a mystery. Gonna solve it. The police keep on saying they don't want our involvement. But a student has gone missing and we've paid space to fill. And we all deserve to know if they've been kidnapped or killed. We're dancing in the sun, our lives have just begun. But we don't get it, so we're figuring it out as we go. They say that life's cool. Riddle High School, we're just some children who are figuring it out as we go. Figuring it out as we go.
Hey, Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Aaron. Do we have to continue with this? Because all people are going to talk about is how great the song was.
I know, right?
Yeah,
too bad. We have to soldier on.
Wait, I'm getting drafted?
Oh, my God. There's no... Well,
could
wait,
be.
No. Who knows? Okay. Zatch was wearing a gray sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off, short shorts, and a purple sweatband. He's thick and sweet like a stack of pancakes, and he smells like them to boot. This was all classic Zatch. What do you want, Dweebosaurus Rex? A knuckle sandwich? And who's this? He looks like he should be in the Matrix. I just made that word up.
Well, no, Matrix is a thing that hackers get into, but this is Flint, Zatch, and he's a new kid in town, so you better watch your mouth because we don't know if he knows karate or what.
I'd say it's nice to meet you, but it's never been nice.
Well, that kind of hurt my feelings. What do you need?
Well, we're looking for we're looking to get Bent.
Oh, you're looking for my buddy Brad?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the scoop between you and Brad anyways, Atched?
Well, it's what'd you say?
What's the scoop between what's your damage, man? Didn't you hear what I said?
No, I'm just trying to see how you pronounce my name. It sort of sounded like you put a K at the end too.
I don't know.
I grab his shirt and try and lift him in the air, and I say, be like Baskin Robbins and give us the scoop.
You are a fifth of my size.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry, sir.
I don't know, man. It is annoying. He's the captain and our best player. The homecoming game is tomorrow, and the dance is tonight, and he better show up by then. We will be freaking toast without him. If I tell you what I know, maybe it'll get him back, and we can win the game and win glory and accolades. I freaking love accolades. But
wow,
first,
a Honda?
Yeah, of course. Honda dad, accolades.
My dad drives a Honda Accolade.
Zasht, you seem pretty intent on getting him back. What's going on between the two of you?
I just want to win the game. He's my best friend. Also, we have matching tuxes for the dance tonight, and that will be a full waste if he doesn't show up.
Does your tux have sleeves?
No. That's rude.
Did you say that you got your tux with a full waist? I think that's called a cummerbund.
Also, since your sleeves are ripped off, I see you have a tattoo of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, my favorite actor. My least favorite president. All right, but first you got to answer my riddle, Four Eyes and Angsty Jesus, before I give you what you need to know, because we are in Riddle City after all. You probably aren't used to this, Zach. My name's Zach. What's your name?
My name's Flint. Yeah, and I'm from Puzzville. Is it Puzzle Town? Can I get some clarification on where I'm from?
Puzzleville is in Illinois. Puzztown is in the state that we're in right now.
Got it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Puzztown, and we don't really do things like that there.
All right, here we go. Here's your riddle. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A man's looking at a painting in a museum and says, brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son. Who is in the painting?
This man's just talking to himself at a museum?
Yes.
Sounds like a real dweebus, if you ask me.
That's what I just called you, a Dweebosaurus Rex.
Well, yeah, but mine was a little slimmed down and simplified.
Damn, he's cool.
Also, we probably all Googled the same 80s terms.
Cool beans, cool beans, cool beans. Whatever.
A man is looking at a painting in a museum and says, brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son. Who is in the painting?
His grandfather.
No. That man's father.
That man's father
is my father's, son.
And he doesn't have any brothers or sisters?
No brothers or sisters.
He's looking at his dad.
No.
Does he have step siblings?
No.
He's looking at a picture of himself.
I have a stepsister.
No.
It's like a Dark Situation, which is a German TV show.
You have a stepsister?
Yeah. She actually just transferred to this school, too. She wants to be a cheerleader or whatever. I don't know what her damage is.
What's her name?
Her name is Michelle... Don't say Obama.
Pfeiffer?
Don't say Obama. Pfeiffer.
Wow, like the actress. Incredible.
Yeah.
She sounds awfully cute. I hope I get to date her.
Hey, leave off. That's my stepsister.
Leave off what? Answer my riddle.
Careful.
A man looks at a painting in a museum and says, brothers and sisters, I have none. But that man's father is my father's son.
When he says that man, is he referring to the person in the painting?
Yes. That man in the painting, his father, is my father's son.
And it's not a painting of himself?
No.
Is it a mirror?
No.
Is it? Is he staring at the door to the bathroom, and is it just like a white outline of a gentleman? And does he think that there are that bathrooms are brotherhoods and there's camaraderie at the stall?
Yes.
Good.
No.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
I would need to transfer into a stall if I had some X-Lax on me. Because of how much
none.
I'd be shitting.
Brothers and sisters, I have none.
That
man's father is my father's son. So
it would be that man's grandfather. So that man's father.
That man's father is my father's son.
So he's looking at a picture of his son.
Yes.
It's the man's son.
Ooh, did I sing the song Take On Me? Because, aha.
Wait.
That was actually pretty good. I actually really like that.
Is he in a museum or a man's son?
You're the freaking worst, dude. I'm going to make minced meat out of you as soon as I can.
Yeah, fine. I hope you like Lyme disease in your minced meat.
Ew.
Yeah.
You have Lyme disease?
I do.
Are you okay?
Well, my energy's low.
Yeah, it's a really hard thing to live with.
Yeah.
Like, you're very brave if you're living with Lyme disease. Anyways.
Wait, you have Lyme disease? Is that why the teacher earlier said TikTok?
I mean, if he did, it was in poor taste.
Fine. The night before he went missing, he told me he wanted to tell me something very important. We were at a diner splitting a milkshake and boy food when his girlfriend turned up, Samantha Sweet. Everyone knew Samantha Sweet, head cheerleader, it girl. Her mother was a famous model and her father was a swan. So she is beautiful.
Oh no, poor mom.
Samantha was the head of the Samanthas. Three girls who did everything together and set every trend. Samantha Sweet, Samantha Short, and Samantha Sad. But Samantha Sweet was their leader. They took off together to make out dump in his car. So he never got to tell me what the important thing was. The other two Samanthas stayed behind with me. Maybe go talk to her or them. They're on the other side of the field practicing their cheers.
Make out dump? Isn't that called a blumpkin?
The other two Samanthas stayed with you?
Yeah.
So what's Samantha Sad's deal? She sounds cool.
I don't know, man. She's from the saddest part of town. That sad old mansion on the hill, that's where she lives.
Oh, okay. Thank God. At first, when you said saddest part of town, I assumed poorest part of town as well, since those two things often go together. But then you said mansion, and I was like, cha-ching.
No, a lot of people, poor people are rich in other things. She's very rich, but poor in everything else. She's rich in money, but poor in happiness. Anyways, I'm going to get back to doing the sports practice thing. I got to pick up the ball, and I'm going to throw it this way, and then run and
ooh,
crawl.
Ooh, nice play, Shakespeare. Dope.
And then tackle it. All right.
You tackled the ball. Nice.
Dude, I'm sorry. I have to ask before you go. This isn't technically part of the story, but you really do sound like a 25-year-old undercover cop who maybe looked up teenager terms. Everyone says that at school, man.
No, I lived through the 80s. Trust me.
All right. Alley-oop. See ya.
Alley-oop.
The boys walked across the field to Samantha Sweet. She has blue eyes and her blonde hair is up in a side pony. Ever since Brad's disappearance, she's been wearing a black version of her cheerleading uniform with a black veil. Samantha Short and Samantha Sad were on either side of her as always. Get ready to say goodbye when you're fighting Riddle High. Go team!
Oh, sweet. Hey, sweet.
I don't care.
What sweet. Do you want?
I don't care.
Hey, I don't know if you know me. We don't run in the same circles, but I'm Kyle Stonehart.
Yeah, and what do you want? Yeah, what do you want? I agree. What do you want?
Flint takes out a cigarette, lights it, smokes one puff of it, and then puts it out on the steel toe of his combat boot.
Who is this?
And Kyle eats a ton of Dunkaroos. This is Flint. He's new in town.
I don't have time for this. I'm in mourning.
You're right. Let's make this short and sweet.
If you're in mourning, does that mean your evenings are opened up? Hi, my name's Flint.
You can't possibly be hitting on me right now. My boyfriend just went missing.
No, I'm hitting on the pretty one.
Damn,
hey, Flint. Sad, what's your story?
Damn, Flint, do I see sparks?
Who, me? I have no story.
Neither do I. I kind of write my own story. And the title of the story is Bullshit Happens. Who gives a fuck?
Ooh, I love short stories.
Can you two get to the point? We're in the middle of practicing. Homecoming dances tonight and the game's tomorrow.
Get to the point. I'd rather get to the dump. Makeout dump. Sad. You want to go to the dump?
Address me when you're talking to the Samanthas.
Damn, Flint, you want a sad dump?
Sad dumps are the best kind.
Are you here to talk
Aaron,
about
is this
Brad?
What you wanted?
It's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, that's right. You were the last one seen with Brad. You guys went to make out dump together?
We did. I'll tell you all about it, but first you have to answer my riddle. There are two ducks in front of two other ducks. There are two ducks behind two other ducks. There are two ducks beside two other ducks. How many ducks are there?
Listen, we get it. Your dad was a swan, okay? You have a very long neck. You have wings. You're talking about ducks. We get
it. I'm beautiful.
You're gorgeous.
I know.
Although one time in science class, you did call me Kyle Stonefart.
And everyone laughed, and it was amazing.
Flint takes out a little notebook and writes something down.
What are you writing down?
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. It's my
it
journal.
Says stone fart.
Don't read my journal, Dad. I mean, Kyle.
I'm not a cop. I'm not an undercover cop. Who's your dad? Okay. There are
two ducks in front of two other ducks. There are two ducks behind two other ducks. There are two ducks beside two other ducks. How many ducks are there?
Four.
Yep. You got it. Fine, I'll tell you what happened.
Wait, hold on. Did I sing Take On Me? Because, aha!
Did you already use that on someone today?
No. He did. I was there.
Fuck.
I don't know you.
We're partners.
Yeah. In title only, I still haven't decided how I feel about you, but you could be growing on me.
Hell yeah.
I don't need to see the story arc of you two liking each other. I just want to answer your question so you'll get out of my life. When we went to make out dump, he got into a fight with Dalton Draxton. They both punched each other in the eye. It was so annoying because I just wanted to kiss on some trash. Dalton has always been so intimidated by Brad. They were best friends when they were kids. But then Brad started sports and Dalton spent all his time at the country club spending his daddy's money. He's probably in the parking lot cleaning his precious car right now. You can look for him there.
Oh shit, Flint, guess what?
Do I really have to guess? I'm not into guessing.
I hope you like bookstores, because it could be Dalton.
You think Dalton's behind this disappearance?
Hey, can you appreciate what I just said? Can you write it down or something?
Well, I'm from a different town. What, did I miss a reference?
Do you not have B. Dalton's in your town?
No, we have Barnes & Noble.
Oh. Oh, wow. Really?
Is B. Dalton's a bookstore?
It was. No, sorry, it is right now.
It should be.
If you'll excuse us, we have to audition a new cheerleader today. She's trying out. Her name is Michelle Pfeiffer, and she probably won't make it. Right, girls? Yeah, that's right. I'm really short. I agree. She probably won't make it.
Oh, shit. Flint, isn't that your stepsister?
It could be a different Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's got the biggest bazoongas I've ever seen. That's what we call feet here.
See you later. Yeah, see you later. Have a good day.
Wait, sad. Samantha, sad. Will I see you later?
I don't know. Thanks for noticing me.
She's like Eeyore.
Yeah. Something about her, man.
Hey, Samantha Short.
Yeah?
I love you.
What?
I said bye.
Bye.
Oh, idiot, Kyle, you idiot.
Whoa, Dalton. Kyle. You are not smooth at all, my man.
I know.
Oh, nice move, X-Lax.
Smooth move. Duh. Durr.
Hey, if we're going to go all the way to the parking lot, I want to sit down and rest for a second. My Lyme disease is acting up.
As if.
My Lyme disease does make me more fatigued, and I fatigue easier because of it.
The Lyme narrator disease. Wondered how good of a running bit this is going to be.
Lyme disease? Here, drink this Sprite.
Sprite isn't a proper medication for Lyme disease, and if left untreated, it could lead to an infection that could spread to the joints, the heart, and the nervous system.
What is it, an ear infection?
Did you say ear and function?
Uh-huh. Because I'm the sofa king.
No, I'm on antibiotics, and if I am treated for a few weeks with them, my Lyme disease should go away.
Antibiotics? So you hated RoboCop?
Nobody hates RoboCop.
High five.
Smash.
And cut. Thank you, boys, so much for doing a commercial for Lyme disease in the middle of the day. Here's $10 each. We really, really appreciate it. The
$10? AV Club. $10? That's like $85 nowadays.
$10, that's a down payment for a house.
Side note, our new t-shirt is $10. That's like $85.
And it costs $13.
Okay. Dalton Draxton is polishing a white convertible meticulously.
Ew.
Dalton is wearing a polo shirt with four pink sweaters tied around his shoulders. His fluffy hair is parted to the side. He's wearing Ray-Bans and Sperry's. He's sporting a black eye. Think a young James Spader with a more punchable face. He fogs up the side mirror with his breath, and then he uses his shirt to wipe it clean. Hey. Jesus, Stoneheart, don't you have anything better to do than come bother me?
Better than solve the local mystery?
Ugh, as you can see, I am tending to my baby, Greased Lightning. It's the best car in the world. It's got an engine, four wheels, steering wheel, seats, park, reverse, neutral drive, tons of trunk space, and a roomy front seat to make out with the ladies. Did I mention it has wheels? What do you want?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Grease Wagon is a real pussy wagon, but listen,
Grease
you better...
Grease Wagon? It's Grease Lightning, you Grease dumb lightning. Piece of burnt toast.
Oh, are you having a stroke?
I don't know.
Do you taste metal?
A little.
Well, you better start talking to get that taste out of your mouth, or else we're going to serve you up some cherry pie because you're going to get a warrant from the cops, from the local cops. Warrant cherry pie.
Do you want to try that again with more confidence?
Yeah. Flint, help me out.
No, I haven't been introduced yet, Kyle. I don't know this person.
I thought we were friends.
Who is
this? I want to. I'm trying, but...
This is Dalton. Hey, where'd you get that shiner?
Wouldn't you like to know? Who is this?
This is
a name
coat?
Is Flint.
Someone who thinks wearing a long coat is a personality?
Flint flicks a cigarette, unlit, into the back seat of Dalton's convertible.
Hey!
What?
I'm going to have to eat that.
Did you see a hungry horse around?
I'm going to have to eat that now. I'm going to have to eat that cigarette now, man. Come on.
Wait,
not
what?
My problem.
Why?
Get off my beef, Buster-oni.
I'm going to have to eat that cigarette now, so it's not in my car anymore.
Speaking of beef, with you and Brad, where's the beef? Why'd you punch each other?
All right, fine. I'll answer your questions, but first, my riddle. The captain of the ship was telling an interesting story. We traveled the sea far and wide. At one time, two of my sailors were standing on opposite sides of the ship. One was looking west, and the other one east. And at the same time, they could see each other clearly. How can that be possible?
They were twins.
And twins?
I bet you've never met a twin in your life, Flint.
That's not true. My dad's sisters are twins together.
Your aunts? You could have just said my aunts are twins.
We don't say that word in Riddle City.
Also, he has a stepsister, so we don't know his relationship with his dad.
Yeah. Yeah, don't talk about my dad. My frickin' dad. Yeah, he's a wealthy businessman, but he doesn't really have a lot of time at home for us. He married this gorgeous supermodel, but boy oh boy, she doesn't have a lot of time for us. And she's got this daughter, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Whereas my dad's always trying to get me to enlist in the military. No way, Pops!
Loving that you both have daddy issues, I don't.
My I don't daddy have daddy loves, issues.
My we daddy loves to, me very much.
We don't subscribe to that magazine.
He bought me this car.
Ooh, must be nice. Can you repeat your riddle, please?
Yep. The captain of a ship was telling this interesting story. We traveled the sea far and wide. At one time, two of my sailors were standing on opposite sides of the ship. One was looking west and the other one east. And at the same time, they could see each other clearly. How can that be possible?
World's longest ship. Next riddle.
Is that it? Is it the world's longest ship?
No.
I was born on a pile of shit. Wait, no.
Why is that a brag?
Wouldn't that be a
burn on you? I was born in the cleanest hospital in the world.
See,
the hospital
Kyle,
I was born in was made of diamonds.
That's the way that you have to talk about your town. You can't have this defeatist attitude towards it.
I like that you two are not getting along. Makes me feel good.
Would you get along with someone like this?
I don't like either of you.
No, I wasn't motioning to you. I was motioning to myself.
Oh, sorry.
I'm saying I'm hard to get along with because I've got problems and I don't want to talk about them.
Hey, feels Dalton? Like you've been very open with me. You told me your entire family history. Yes.
I muttered that under my breath. You heard?
Hey, Dalton. Uh-huh. I'll trade you the slap bracelet for a clue or a hint.
Wait, Dalton, were they at the equator?
No.
Okay.
Were you named after the Roadhouse character from that movie that came out months ago?
Yes.
What was your name before it was Dalton?
Rich Kid McGee.
Nice. I thought you'd be bigger.
So they were standing at opposite ends of the ship, but they could still see each other?
Mm-hmm.
Were they turned towards each other?
I'm condescendingly clapping. Can you tell?
No, it sounds like a regular clap.
Yeah, it just sounds like a regular clap. Until you said it, and then it made me feel bad.
Well, good. The Marines were standing back against the sides of the ship, so they were looking at each other. It does not matter where the ship is.
Pretty good, but it's
nice
never
one,
gonna
Flint.
It's never gonna fool somebody like me.
You didn't get it.
I thought I did.
For a long time. You did, but not right away. It did
well, I was upset
you.
About those things I said about my dad.
Fine.
Let it go. He's too rich. Let it go.
Yeah, fine. Who cares about your rich kid crap anyway?
We'll see you on
cigarette into his car.
We'll see you on the ski slopes next year.
What'd you just do to my car?
I flicked another cigarette into the back
seat. I'm going to have to eat a second cigarette?
Hey, anytime you want to race, you just let me know, by the way.
Flint, no, you flicked it into the gas tank. Run.
Okay,
I didn't tell you what I knew about Brad yet, you idiots.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's wait.
We'll just wait. We'll chance it. Tell us what you know about Brad and
at
how
least
you got that
cigarette
shiner.
Was unlit because then we would all be exploded by now, idiots. The night Brad went missing, he got mad at me for being in his favorite parking spot at Makeout Dump. Mr. Popular is not used to second place, I suppose. Kept saying the future homecoming king should get whatever spot he wants. I was there first, and when he got too close to my grease lightning, I punched him right in the eye. It was all Brad's fault. Samantha Sweet ran home crying because she hates fights, and Brad sped off into the night. It's the last I saw him. You can ask Melody Madden. She was the girl with me at Makeout Dump. Now scram! I gotta give my car little kisses. What?
Why do you have a black eye if you punched Brad?
He punched me back.
You just left that part out of the story?
I didn't think it was important.
Well, your ass got punched, and that sounds pretty important to me.
You also told a lie. It's not his fault. It is Stephen King's fault. See you later, alligator.
Hey, I'm really sorry about him. We just kind of got paired up by like a teacher.
I thought we were friends.
Why would you think that?
Because we met each other. We met cute. I dropped my books, and then you picked them up.
It sort of
was the one who slapped them out of your hands.
Oh, yeah.
It sort of feels like you're like a printer that people told to use 80s buzzwords, to like print 80s buzzwords, and then everyone thought the printer was broken, and they kept saying print again, and they all come out at once.
A printer? What, do I take 15 fucking minutes?
Yeah, and you're the size of a car. It's the 80s, idiot.
It's crazy that I'm the size of a car because I'm also one-fifth the size of Zatch. So
shut up. I have to give my car little kisses. That dude smells like pancakes. Bye.
Enjoy kissing your car, Dalton. Wait, he will. Never mind.
Car kisser. All right, let's go find Mallory...
Melody Madden was the high school.
No, we're finding Mallory. We either had to find Mallory.
Did you
or
guys need me? Mallory?
Oh, we were looking for Allison Oop. Do you know Allie Oop?
Oh, she died 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Melody Madden was the high school drama club president, but she was more like the drama queen president.
Queens can be presidents.
And she was also Brad's lab partner. The boys make their way to the drama wing to find Melody. They open the door to a room packed with boas, sparkly suit coats, top hats, feathers, veiled dreams, and glasses with noses attached to them. the original Broadway cast album of Pippin is playing on a tape deck. Melody Madden sits in front of a vanity doing vocal warm-ups.
Ooh.
Jennifer Aniston isn't famous yet. Jennifer Aniston isn't famous yet. Al Gore will win the popular vote. Al Gore will win the popular vote. The internet. The internet. Low-rise jeans will ruin the early 2000s. Low-rise jeans will ruin the early 2000s. She was wearing pink biker shorts that matched her pink hoops and pink lipstick. She had a white denim jacket that matched her white sneakers and white teeth. Her eyeshadow was turquoise, and she looked up at the boys and frowned.
Hey, Melody, listening to Pippin? I love that guy. The Bulls are great. Or at least they will be in a few years. I guess Pippin goes to Central Arkansas right now.
What?
Sorry. Hey, we wanted to talk to you about Brad.
Ugh, what are you boys doing in the drama wing? Fall musical auditions for Pippin are this afternoon after school before the homecoming dance, and I am a shoo-in to play the leading player in Pippin. And yeah, I talk like this. Well, I'm trying to get in the right headspace. You don't belong here. I mean, look at you. Who is this?
This is Flint. He's new in town. He's my best friend.
I'm Flint. I don't give a shit what we're doing here, and I don't care about anything. And I'm not mad at my dad, for the record.
Seems like you're pretty mad at your dad. I like to study human behavior because I am going to be an actress.
Oh, wow. And is your brother Steve still into shoes?
Yes, he loves shoes. He's going to make overpriced boots for the rest of his life.
And is your brother... Go ahead. No, you do it.
Is your dad, John, still into football?
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Isn't there video games about him?
Yeah, yes.
Not yet.
In the future?
Well, no, eventually. Right now there's just sort of, Atari or something.
I also can tell that you two aren't best friends. Again, I study human behavior.
Oh, Flint, correct her.
Well, I'd love to, but she's on the right track. That's from Pippin. You don't know that?
You don't know that?
I was asking you, you don't know that.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
Well, I was asking him.
This conversation's going extraordinary.
Hey, listen, Melody, here's the deal, all right? We're just looking to get bent. Casey, add like a little ding sound.
You're looking to get bent?
Add a little ding sound.
Yeah, and we've got no time at all, so let's stop messing around.
Isn't it a little bit in poor taste to say get bent, even though Brad Bent went missing just this week?
Well, I guess I'll miss the man.
Where there's smoke, there's St. Elmo's fire. We're just looking to find a missing kid before the big sports game.
You think I don't notice your Pippin references because Aaron Keefe doesn't know that musical that well? How dare you?
Look, we've searched for him in every corner of the sky, but all the evidence came to you. So now we want to know what you know. We
Any
know
more?
That you're... Boy, of course I have more. There's 15. I've only used 6. I'll use them all.
Do it.
So we don't want to be here with you. We want to be finding where Brad went, right? Brad? Is it Brad?
Brad Bent.
Yeah, we want to find where Brad Bent went.
Bent
so
went.
Can we skip all these simple joys of talking to you and get to what you know?
Do the rest.
They'll come naturally in conversation.
Will they?
You think you can just demand that from us because you're so popular? Well, that's a different, that'll happen.
Are you sure?
That'll be great later.
That'll be great later.
Look, we've got magic to do. So can you make with the glory and war is science?
Nice, natural. Nice,
that
natural.
That was the most natural of all of them, for sure.
I'm burning through the ones that are hard to use in conversation.
Flint, are you Robert Redford? Because you're a fucking natural.
Look, I'm sick of listening to this love song between the two of you. So can we skip to the finale where you tell us what we need to know?
Did you do it?
I think so.
Here's a glass of water. You need it.
Thanks. I've been smoking a lot today.
I'm not going to talk about Brad until you answer my riddle. Do you understand?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we understand.
A basket contains 5 apples. Do you know how to divide them among 5 kids so that each one has an apple and one apple stays in the basket?
Yeah, the kid who's holding the basket doles out four to his friends and then keeps his one apple, which is in the basket that it started in.
Fine. I'm a little bit annoyed that that was so easy for you. So instead, I'm going to improvise. Do you know what improvise means?
No, I won't for years.
Yeah, it seems like it. I need both of you to sing 16 bars from a musical theater show of your choice, past, present, or future, and then I will talk.
Thank God future is an option. I don't give a shit about anything. I'm not into theater. I don't really have any interests except not having interests in things.
Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, because you can look right through me, walk by,
Flint.
Boy, come on, Flint. There must be something that you could do.
Why don't you just sing some Falco?
I'll just make something up. Let's see. Can I pick up this guitar? Do you mind if I use this guitar?
Fine.
We're not going to mention where that came from?
Hold on. Do you mind if this video is playing in the background as I look up lyrics? All right, I'll pick up this guitar. Let's see. One song, glory. One song, before I go, glory. One song to leave behind. One song, one last refrain. Glory from the pretty boy front man who wasted opportunity. Now this is nothing. That was nothing. I don't know what I was doing.
Oh my
sorry.
God, that was
that sucked. That sucked. I'm sorry.
No, that was beautiful. I feel like a lot of 14-year-olds are really going to like that and then never really listen to it again after they go through a phase of listening to it, you know?
No, I don't. Tell us what you know.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Is that something?
Not yet.
What are you, Zazu?
Not yet. That's not anything yet either. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's
it's
fair.
The 80s.
Sorry.
All know what year it is, okay?
1985. Brad is my lab partner, and all he does is talk about himself. It really gets in the way of me trying to talk about myself. After the boys fought, Samantha fled, and Brad went home. All I know is he was supposed to have tutoring the next morning, but he never showed up, and no one has seen him since. Brad is so busy and has to do his tutoring before school. He complains about it all the time. You should go talk to his tutor, Ernest Crayons. You can probably find him in the library.
Sorry, what was that name?
Nerd. Ernest Crayons.
Yes.
Biggest nerd in our class.
Hey, Melody, can you squash a rumor for me?
What?
I heard that when you and Brad were lab partners, that you went over to his house, used his computer, and tried to create the perfect woman. Is that true?
That was for school.
Oh, okay.
That was our project. That was our project.
Okay.
We had an option to do that or dissect a frog, and I didn't want to dissect a frog.
Yeah, that's fair. Thank you. Bye, Melody.
Melody, can I ask you something?
What?
What do you see in that jerk Dalton anyway?
He's pretty fun once you get to know him. Also, he has a great car.
Okay, yeah. The fun thing, sure, but the car thing, you should have led with that because we all know that's what's going on.
Hey, Melody, just so you know, your boyfriend kisses his car. He's cheating on you.
You think I don't know that?
Whoa, okay.
And he's not my boyfriend, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, he's not.
Okay. What is he to you?
That's wild because when we were talking to him, he mentioned that you were his girlfriend several times.
Did he?
Sure.
He used the word girlfriend?
That's what I'm telling you, yes.
Ugh, that's so immature. You go to make out dump with a boy once, and then he falls in love with you for the rest of his life. So annoying.
You're mad then? You're Melody mad then?
I have to go back to my vocal warm-ups. Excuse me. Jennifer Aniston isn't famous yet.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
That mad then thing?
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Oh, damn.
No, it's the 80s.
Bad means good.
Bad means good.
Grody. I'm going to Ralph.
Tubular. Wait, are you going to get a Ralph?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to Ralph too, and it's a symptom of my Lyme disease.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, well, in a couple weeks, like I said, with antibiotics, I'll be okay.
One time I was at the arcade playing Burger Time, and I Ralphed on the arcade machine. I wrecked it.
Oh, you wrecked it from your Ralph?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Casey put in a bunch of laughter. All right, let's go check out this
the
crayons nerd.
The boys walked the hallways to the library and passed many posters with reminders to vote for homecoming queen and king. The list of homecoming court was mostly filled with the names of people they had spoken to that day. It was always clear that Brad was favored to win, like he does most things.
So, Kyle, who are you going to vote for homecoming king?
I mean, I think it's going to be rigged. I guess I'll just vote for Brad.
Really? You don't want to vote for anyone else? You just want to throw away your vote on the person that's going to win?
I mean, I'm running as well, but I don't have a chance.
Whoa, I see your name here.
Yeah, I'm popular, but not that popular.
Yeah, it's listed last, even though the rest of the list is in alphabetical order.
I'm popular with all like the burnouts, dweebs, nerds, losers. But not with the jocks.
Hey, guys. My name is Tiffany Tiff. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Whoa.
My name's Kyle Stonehart, and this is Flint. He's new in town, and my best friend.
Nice to meet you, Flint. I just wanted to add a little bit of a detail. Do you know that technically Brad is not eligible for homecoming king if he doesn't show up? You have to be at the dance to win. Just sort of a fun detail. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, Tiff. Finny Tiff.
Oh, that's hella wild because now it looks like I did it.
Oh, wow.
Because I just said I'm running against him.
You just became the chief suspect.
Oh, okay. This sucks.
Well, it's okay. Maybe we can find a way for that nerd from the library, Crayons McNerdface, to clear you. And I know I'm being derogatory towards him as a nerd, and I shouldn't be because I'm an outcast. But this is kind of what makes me an outcast.
That's right. And hey, I know we've been walking around and having a good time and we're kind of partners now, but can you put your fist down from where it froze in the air?
Not if I'm walking.
Hold on. You can't walk without having your fist in the air?
I can't walk without freezing and throwing my fist in the air. If I put my fist down, this is a riddle. If I put my fist down, I can't stop. I can't continue walking.
Huh. Okay. Well, Flint and Stonehart are on it again. We should call ourselves Flintstone if we ever open up a detective agency.
I'd really prefer not to do that.
Flintstone. Detective Flintstone. They are two separate guys, best friends.
Hey, even if I was eligible to vote, I'm not. I just moved from a different town and I haven't updated my registration. I wouldn't vote for you for homecoming king.
Well, just the fact that you know you're supposed to vote, that's half the battle. Knowing is half the battle.
Whoa.
G.I. Joe, maybe.
Could be.
Could be. We don't know. Can't remember.
Okay, so where do we find this library?
Okay. Well, the library is right behind the gymnasium. Right. Here it is. Let's just let ourselves in. And, ooh, let's read off some of the titles here. These, of course, are the most popular books of the time. We have
The Bible.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. The Bible. We have
chicken soup for the burnout soul.
Maybe. I think that was 90s, but okay. We have Mr. Toad's Wild Ride as a book. World According to Garp and the Michael Jackson's biography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's enough.
They say that life is a mystery, then we're gonna solve it. Keep on saying they don't want our involvement. But a student has gone missing and we've paid space to fill. And we all deserve to know if they've been kidnapped or killed. We're dancing in the sun, our lives have just begun. But we don't get it, so we're figuring it out as we go. They say that life's cool and Riddle High School. We're just some children who are figuring it out as we go. Figuring it out proud as we go.
That concludes the end of part one. This is a three-part series that will continue next week and the following week right here on the Patreon. Thank you so much, Arnie Parrott, for writing my favorite theme of all time, and Casey for his stunning editing. Also, a big thank you to Olivia Nielsen, Damon Royster, Layla Gorstein, Sean Coyle, and Casey Tony for the additional voice work. What will happen next? Will they solve the mystery? Will the boys destroy Ernest Crayons for 10 minutes straight? Spoiler alert, they do, and it's amazing. Definitely check out part two. Join us for the next 2 weeks right here on the Patreon to find out. Love you. Bye.
Figuring it out as we go.